right next to the Wareham.
Good Friday. Actually, happy Friday. It's been a long week. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Just had Matt Droege with USD 475 who was in. Thank him for coming in and braving the cold weather, and also who's braved the cold weather to come in and has been braving Topeka all week, Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan. Tom, welcome.
Good morning, Brady. It's good to be back.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yes.
Well, I guess first off, talk about that State of the State address. So many interesting things about it. One, a month ago, we probably wouldn't have thought that Governor Sam Brownback was going to be the one who was going to give that State of the State address. And few people probably would have predicted that he was going to say that we're going to add $600 million to school funding.
Right, right. Well, I think I'll start out with the fact that Manhattan and our Flint Hills region was well represented in the audience. We had Bill Snyder in attendance, and I thought that was very cool. Actually, the governor started out his speech with kind of a joke saying, well, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is he going to come back? And the answer is yes. And he was referring to Bill Snyder coming back as coach next year. So Coach Snyder was in the audience. We also had Command General Joe Martin and his command staff, Sergeant Major Cornelius, in the audience. And so they were well recognized for the fact that I think this part of the state is doing very well and has a big impact in what goes on in our state. You know, the governor's speech was really focused on one issue, and that's the K-12 funding. And as you had mentioned, he has proposed putting in $600 million over 5 years. And on first blush, that sounds like a good gesture, a good policy initiative. But he also said there will be no new taxes. So obviously, if you want something in the budget, there normally needs to be a revenue stream associated with how you're going to pay for it. And that's where a lot of people are kind of disappointed that this is not a long-term solution. And quite frankly, in the out years, probably by 2020, there just would not be the revenue to fund this $600 million in the out years. And so, you know, there's people that are frustrated with the fact that he wanted to put money in. There were people that are frustrated that we don't know how we're going to pay for it. So that's really kind of the issue going forward. And the rest of the speech was just kind of aspirational goals, but most of those I would actually agree with, but they were, you know, no substance on how you're going to achieve those particular goals. So overall, a sense of disappointment, and I think that's, you know, reflective of a lot of people right now with politics and politician, is you promise something that you're going to change and it all sounds good, but there's no strategy, no substance behind it in terms of implementation. And so that's what we've got to go back to Topeka and start working on, is how we're going to figure out how to fund this particular opportunity.
And I thought what was really interesting about that frustration that you're referencing, it wasn't a frustration really on party lines at all. Just seemed like Democrats and Republicans had some equal frustration and a lot of this talking about the same points on that frustration as far as, you know, where that money is going to come from and really just kind of this all of a sudden now we're kind of, I guess you look back most of the time, the governor has usually kind of fought against the Supreme Court mandate and what the Supreme Court has done when it comes to these school funding rulings, and then just all of a sudden kind of just be like, okay, yeah, we'll do whatever you want to do on that. We'll throw as much money as you want on that. Right. It really did seem like a weird kind of turnaround on that.
Right. Some of his strongest supporters and backers were probably the most frustrated. They kind of thought he threw in the white flag on this and changed courses. So I don't know. I mean, for me, it's trying to figure out a reasonable and workable solution to address the court case and moving forward and making Kansas a better state. So you know, I think we're going to have to take a look at the budget in closer detail. It was just released on Wednesday morning, and I'm not on appropriation, so I don't really have a lot of insight into it. But, you know, I can share with some kind of interesting notes that I have been able to pick up since I've been back. If the state wanted to put $600 million in one lump sum, and our options are pretty limited. That would mean we would have to raise the sales tax 0.5 cent each year for 3 years in order to raise $600 million.
And I'm sure there's not much of an appetite for that, because there's been a lot of recent increases in the sales tax over the past 3-4 years.
Exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right, Brady. If you wanted to go look at tax brackets, a tax income increase, there we have 3 brackets in the state of Kansas now. All of those brackets would have to be raised almost 1% in order to generate $600 million. Our state taxpayers pay, I think it's about 24 mills every year to help fund public schools. In order to raise $600 million, we would have to raise that mill levy 15 mills. On the other side of the equation, if you chose not to raise revenue but to do budget cuts, it would be basically an 18% cut. So these are some draconian decisions that would have to be made in order to raise $600 million. Now, quite frankly, I am hopeful that the Supreme Court is open to the idea of phasing this in over maybe a 3-year period, where you give in $200 million 1 year and then keep moving forward till you reach $600 million in 3 years, and give us an opportunity over time to figure out a long-term solution to this. And I remain a little optimistic that our economy is going to grow a little bit stronger. You know, commodity prices are a big factor in our state economy, and that's something that we really don't have much control over with the global marketplace and weather patterns. But, you know, with the economy at the national level starting to gain some stronger strength, that perhaps our income rate, our sales tax rates, you know, we'll see some additional money. And I tend to think that the LLC tax, we haven't talked about that because we repealed it, but I think that you're going to see some additional money that our revenue department didn't correctly forecast. And so we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, for example, we exempted people paying taxes on rents and royalties. So there were a lot of out-of-state landowners in Kansas that were paying no taxes on the farmland that they rented. And I'm not sure how you would ever account for that. So in terms of identifying who those people are. So that's why I tend to think that come April, probably by April 15th or so, we will have a better feel for how much additional revenue is going to come into the state. And that's when we'll start being able to determine how much additional money we can put into public education.
Because that is a big change. Before that, on the LLC situation, that was a recent change, I believe, at the end of 2016, I believe, is when that changed, right? Because it was no taxes on that, but they did kind of...
Well, we made those taxes retroactive last session, but there were no penalties associated with them if you didn't pay them. So actually, most of our thought process as we ended last session was that most businesses, because there was no penalty, would wait and pay at the end of April of this year. And that still may be the case. Now, the interesting thing was with the federal tax code changes, accountants were telling their clients that you need to pay your state and local income taxes now, because this would be the last year you'll be able to deduct those through itemization. So that's why we saw a big bump up last month in our revenue, is because of the changes that the federal tax code precipitated that you should be encouraged to go ahead and pay those taxes now. And that's why the money went up so much last month.
I want to go back to something you mentioned just a little bit ago when you were talking about that kind of hypothetical ways to look at that $600 million additional funding for schools. You mentioned that a possibility if they were going to go on the budget cutting side of it, you said 18%, and that's 18% overall, or 18% overall of the overall budget?
Yeah, that was an interim committee over the summer or the fall that looked at all of these options, and they spent several hours looking at what impact that would be. So a lot of agencies went in and described. So Brady, I'm not sure if that would be every agency and every function of state government, but it would have a huge impact across the state.
And I'm sure that would be difficult, because it's not as if the legislature hasn't been cutting some of the budget over the past few years anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just imagine that higher education, if they were faced with an 18% cut, I mean, on top of the fact that, our enrollment has declined, that would just be devastating for, higher education. So, that's why this is going to be a tough session. And but we have to find a solution, and we will do it. And the encouraging thing about it is, I think it will probably be a bipartisan solution, and that means ideology won't be driving the decision-making process. It will be people sitting down at the table, trying to figure out what they think is the appropriate, I don't want to use the word best, but the appropriate outcome of making a decision on this, which means it's going to be painful and a lot of people aren't going to like it, and we're all going to have to compromise to get to that point, but we have to do it.
Is there a feeling in the legislature that Kansas can really kind of be an example of how to work together and solve those really hard problems with both parties?
You know, I don't think that's on the forefront of everybody's minds. I think we all know we have to solve this. So I think what the thought process is, we have to solve a problem, and that means putting good heads at the table and trying to figure out a solution. We're not thinking about being a leader in the nation. We're just trying to deal with Kansas and making it the best state we can and solve the issues in front of us.
All right, let's go ahead and go to a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more with Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.